So, as you guys know, it is February. I have been doing Sir February.
That's right. Raising money for the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse Foundation.
Correct. For cancer research. And, of course, cancer. Team Newey's doing very well. We've raised $52,000.
Oh, my God. Bravo, in one sir. Month?
Yep.
Team Newey. That is amazing.
I think there's over 50 surfers. The goal is 60K. Mm-hmm. So, I do encourage you to go out. Any donation, $10, whatever it may be, it would really help. The link is in my bio as well on Instagram, just at Ducco. I've raised $725.
Good on you, man.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. It hasn't been the greatest surf here. And I always do. Surfing's not a sport that you can go out and just take your phone and post photos.
Yeah.
So I do always forget to film myself doing it or take photos doing it, whether it's getting wet or going surfing. It has been happening. Basically, I haven't spoken much about this on the air, only a little bit, but my partner Morgan, her mum was diagnosed with breast cancer at the start of this year, like early January. You know, it's no easy thing to see or do, but essentially seeing her, you know, start chemo and get all that treatment and lose her hair, like that's all gone, that's all happened now. It's tough. You know, cancer, it's so horrible and it affects so many different people. Everyone has a certain story or connection with cancer in some way, shape or form. But for me, you know, doing this stuff is one thing, but I suppose seeing, you know, where the money can go and who it can help is another. Like, I'm very blessed in our situation that Morgan's mum and family have a great support network and we're all there and, you know, they're probably a bit older and have a bit more money to be able to pay for treatment and things like that, but so many people out there don't. And you know, being here in Newcastle with Morgan has been tough not being there with her family and her not being there for her mum. And, you know, like I've... I've never been probably more proud of Morgan than I was when I saw her go back with her mum and, like, start the chemo and do all that and be there for her. And, you know, hopefully, like, it's breast cancer. Hopefully she gets through and all that stuff. And like I said, I'm not trying to wallow in my story or pity. There's so many different stories out there and there's so many certain people that have been affected by it. I'm sorry. But, you know, like I'm saying, if you can just donate any little bit of money, $10, $20, whatever it may be, it's really appreciated because there's so many good people out there doing this. For so many people that have been affected, and like I said, this is just one story for us and for Morgan's family, and she's getting through the chemo fine, and she's being a real trooper, but seeing firsthand now how it's affecting a family and how it's affecting us and our lives and how it consumes you, it's tough.
Yeah, and I know the world doesn't stop with a cancer diagnosis, but I know Morgan shared, you've got a wedding coming up in 2 months, and I know Morgan shared the other day how her mum is feeling
with that,
you know, around the corner.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, another thing for your family. But you're right. So many things pile on for so many families.
Yeah.
So, because the world doesn't stop.
It doesn't.
You know, hopefully together we can do something.
And we don't know if the wedding's 100% going ahead, you know, with her with the cancer. We're hoping we can. The oncologists are positive about it. So, you know, it's already been cancelled with COVID. So what's cancelling it twice, right?
Yeah.
We're just sort of taking it one day at a time. That's all you can do. And like I said, I'm not seeking pity. I'm not, you know, wallowing in it. I'm just saying this is something that I've seen firsthand now and a story I've felt. So it is such a good cause and so many people out there, particularly in Team Newcastle, as I said, raising so much money. Just get around them. Support them if you can. You know, I know surfing's not a chore to do every day, but it's more the principle of going out there and doing something to help these people who need it so much. And it's such a horrible, horrible disease. So, you know, yeah, greatly appreciate any donations. Doesn't even need to be to me. Donate to Zave. Donate to anyone. I don't care who you donate to. If you could, you know, we'd really appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you've been coming in here so positively every day and just doing your job. You know, no one would know without actually knowing. You've done so brilliantly, and same thing with Surf February. Like, it's something that you essentially agreed to do before you found out a lot of this sort of stuff because you just wanted to help out.
Yeah.
And then Surf February's become really, really personal for you.
It has. Yeah, it's been a real weird one. It's been odd. And as I said, seeing Morgan's mum like FaceTiming her and she's got no hair, and you see those little things along the way, and you know, like, there's plenty more, and it's going to be a battle and a process. But, yeah, if you could donate, link is in bio, much appreciated. And, you know, let's see if we can get to that grand total. Let's see if we can raise the 60K. It would be unreal. For
six more days. Oh, no, when's the end of Feb? Couple more days. So get around it. We'll share it on all our links as well. Nick Jess Ducco, Hit Newcastle. It's not hard to find.
Yes.
But yeah, as Ducco said, whether it's a Ducco or anyone on Team Newcastle, every month, every cent goes towards the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse Foundation, who do amazing work in treatment and in research.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for sharing yours and Morgan's story, Ducco. I know it wasn't easy, mate. So
appreciate it. It's Hit 106.9.